You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Kids 7 to 12 years old can take their football game to the next level this summer at the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp. During this three-day camp in June at First Energy Stadium, kids will work with top high school coaches and interact with the new Browns rookies. Register now at clevelandbrowns.com. Hurry! Space is limited. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you here. And the question of the day is, have the Browns closed the gap in the AFC North? And also, what did you think of the other drafts in this division? 216-578-0850 is the way to get with us. Again, 216-578-0850. And Notorious, you know, this is an interesting question because some would argue that the gap wasn't as small. The Browns split, obviously, with Cincinnati. They split with Baltimore. The team that they need to get over the hump against, though, are the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's where the season opens this week, a game that I think is a massive statement game for this Cleveland Browns team. But we do want to hear from you, so we'll go to the phone lines. Vic, who's up first?
All right, we go to the phones, and we are going to go first to Charlie in the state of Washington. Hello, Charlie.
My guys, how you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Well, I got a call earlier, Nathan, because you keep on stealing all my fire. I agree wholeheartedly, brother, that the gap really is Josh Gordon. I think we closed the gap, you know, tremendously up until that happened. When I look at this roster now, as far as the starting 22, the fast receiver, I mean, like, where are the real holes at now? I mean, you can get some more depth maybe at inside linebacker, some more depth at safety, but everything else is looking pretty solid across the board. And I want to just point out, I think that the first game against Pittsburgh is used, and here's why. If Brian Hoyer starts and he goes on the road and he wins that game, I'm sorry, Johnny fans, but Brian Hoyer is going to be your guy, I believe, at that point. I'd like to get your thoughts
at least
on
for
that.
A while, yes.
Well, it would make perfect sense to do it that way. Whoever starts that game and you go in Pittsburgh, something this team has not done, and that not only has it not done, but just thinking about what that game has meant, even though it's been the end of the season trauma that it's caused or been a part of, starting it off is something this team also hasn't figured out in a long, long time. And the tone setting, whoever that quarterback is, I think that quarterback is locked in for a while. As I sit here right now, I want to make one thing clear. Yes, you heard the owner of this team reiterate the head coach informing Johnny Manziel, you go into this thing as a backup. But that's his status coming in, and
right.
Pretty typical of rookies starting things out. No one is declaring that the Browns have made up their mind who their starting quarterback will be for 2014 and that it's Brian Hoyer's job essentially to lose. It's not even being positioned that way at all. I assure you it is more a case of, first of all, there will be competition, but in terms of the off-season depth chart, and every team has to set one up, it's clear that, yes, Hoyer takes those first snaps, but no one has put in stone that he's won the job and that Johnny Manziel's only role here as a rookie is to be a backup. He gets to show that he could be more than that as a rookie.
It's semantics. They're just saying at this point, Johnny Manziel, in case those of you are thinking that maybe Johnny Manziel was just going to be handed the starting job here as the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, no, that's not the case. We've told Johnny that. We're telling you that. Johnny Manziel's going to have to earn the starting role for this Cleveland Browns team. That's really all it is. That's how I see it. That's all that the message has been communicated thus far, period. They're not trying to put him in his place. No. They're doing what every rookie is. Every rookie comes in here, and because it's Johnny, I think that they felt the need to comment on it. The truth of the matter is every rookie who comes in is a backup, and they need to earn their spot. At least here in Cleveland, that's the sense of how I get things will be done. That's all that statement was to be made. All right, let's go to Billy in North Ridgeville now. Billy, welcome to the show.
Great show. I enjoy you guys all the time.
Thank you.
Fantastic. You know, when the Browns drafted Johnny Manziel, put a lot of pressure on Brian Hoyer, a lot of pressure he's got now to perform. If this team gets off to a slow start, 1-3, 1-4, 2-5, and the seats are empty at the stadium, they're going to put Manziel in regardless because they have to sell tickets here. It's a big business here. So it's important that Brian Hoyer, this team gets off to a good start. And it's not so much about, they have to put people in the stands, and Manziel will bring the people in the stands. So it's important for Brian Hoyer to get this team off to a good start.
Well, I would hasten to add that it's, Billy, it's more about winning, putting people in the stands, okay? You're saying there's pressure, and you're just you're singularly looking at it at the quarterback position and attaching that to attendance and sales. Attendance is driven by wins. And if they're a successful football team with Hoyer as the starter and he's playing well, there is no decision to make. You ride that, I would think, as long as you possibly can, and give Manziel the optimum time to develop, because he will have to develop. There's no magic that comes in a rookie, and no one will convince me of that. Now, if he can show exceptional things early on that change that whole narrative and convince me that he's looking that good that you can't afford not to have him in from day one, then I'm fine with it going that way, and it could go that way. But to your point, it's about winning. And if you're losing, if you're off to that slow start, it isn't just make the change at quarterback because you're fearful of attendance. You don't want your season to get away from you. And your other option, at least now that we think what we know of the depth chart to be, your next best option, it would likely be Manziel. But again, I want to see him throw one practice pass in an NFL, in the NFL, let alone one pass in an NFL game, before we start to refine our judgments and know exactly what we have in this guy. We know we don't know a ton about Brian Hoyer, but we know a heck of a lot more about him than we do about Manziel.
Certainly, as an NFL quarterback, there's no question about it. Yeah, we know nothing about Johnny Manziel as an NFL quarterback. We're going to hopefully get a good look at that in training camp. And as Joe Hayden said yesterday, as he was making the rounds in celebration of his well-deserved and very large, very great contract that he signed with the Browns, all these rookies are going to come in and they're all going to have to work. That's the bottom line. They're going to have to come in, they're going to have to work, and whatever happens is going to be based on what happens on the field this summer. And Joe Hayden said, we'll have an idea of who the starting quarterback is this summer, and I think that we will have a great idea. And if Johnny Manziel outplays Brian Hoyer, he should start. If Brian Hoyer outplays Johnny Manziel, or there's close enough that there's doubt, Brian Hoyer should start week one. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. What's up, Joe?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
Hey. I hate to take the last caller to task, but he couldn't have been more wrong. You know, oh, my God, if we lose the first game or two, we got to put Johnny Manziel in because no one will come to the game.
Right.
First off, revenue is driven by the TV contract, not by the butts in the seats. And those are tickets. They're the mostly season ticket sales anyway. So those are pre-sold. I mean, you know,
hold your thought. Hold your thought. The importance of having bodies in the stands, though, goes beyond it, not the purchase of the tickets. It's believe me, you want that place full because the ancillary revenue that comes from money that is spent by people there. If you got empty seats, money is not being spent by the people inside. So believe me, seats full, even if they're sold, seats empty, even if they're sold, are a lot worse than seats full that are sold.
Okay, I understand. And I'm a PSL holder. I drive from Columbus. I see empty seats. You're right. We're not buying $8 and $9 beers if we're not there. But this whole point of if we don't open the season, if we don't beat Pittsburgh, we don't beat New Orleans, we don't beat the Ravens, we got to rush Johnny Manziel in whether he's ready or not. No, we don't. We don't do that with any rookie. You win the job in training camp and in practice. And if you're the better person, you play. This is a new coaching staff, new systems. This guy's saying if we don't win the first game or two, attendance is going to drop like a rock and we got to push Johnny in. I can't think of a better scenario to ruin a guy than to do that.
Johnny Manziel will play when he is ready to play. Now, if Brian Hoyer is the starter week one and this team gets off to a dreadful 0-3 start, something like that, the bye week, naturally, I think they're going to try to switch things up with Johnny Manziel. My hope is that Johnny Manziel, if he is the starter from the beginning, is going to be because he got the job done and went out there. In my opinion, you want to see him win this job.
For sure.
As opposed to being forced into it because the season is going awry.
No, again, we've seen this team desperately kind of, you know, grope for answers at quarterback too often. Just throwing somebody out there to fill the job for performance or injury or both. And, you know, the ugliness of what has been the Browns quarterback position. I mean, think about it. We've seen this story before, and it was just an act of desperation to just kind of get somebody in there to try to carry the load and see what you have. In the case of Manziel, and again, to view this as a magic pill, even though to the caller before this last one, his point about the attendance or interest level is what it really is about, would be piqued by this, that you'll want to see him in there. That's the star attraction. But you're right, the second caller or the caller thereafter saying it's a great way to ruin a guy. It's a great – if you go about it in a ham-handed way and just push someone out there to push him out there, you're making a big mistake.
No.
It's been proved – the history of this game generally proves that that doesn't work. The sound reason that you push a rookie out onto the field is – does he have it? Can he do it? And if you don't know that, once again, don't drink any wine before it's time.
Exactly.
You like
yes,
that?
That I did like that. That's well said. I think they're setting it up this way. It's more lip service to everybody out there. It's more for the media to say, listen, this is how it's going to go down. Whereas I think Johnny Manziel is going to start when he earns it. And I think that's the expectation when you draft a guy like Johnny Manziel, where you draft him. When we come back, a little fact or fiction here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.